You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh my gosh, do we fight? We fight every day. We fight on True Social with the trolls. I mean, I unblocked everybody, and it's funny, to have them all just expose themselves so you all can suss them out, because it's fun. Shady Groove and I, my partner Justice, get in here because we've been doing this for how long, Shady? 4 years with this network of trolls saying the same thing for 4 years ago and wrap up smears and lies, and it's kind of funny.
It really is. You would think after 4 years of beating on us that they would win, but for some reason they just can't win with those. They can't win with those narratives out there. They can't insert a narrative whenever they don't have 500 Twitter bots to substantiate them. And I think it's really funny. I think the Patriots are really starting to see the demarcation line between what is a Patriot and what is somebody that's here to manipulate and deceive.
There's a new network out called BLM. That's an interesting name. Uh-oh. Badlands Media. Make sure you check it out. pretty interesting that it's called BLM. Pretty interesting. Just asking for a friend, but go check them out if you'd like. It's Ladybugs NYB said, are y'all checking out some new content? I don't, because we have our own show here that we do on our own. And I don't, Shady and I don't really look at a lot of different, shows just so we can keep our content fresh here. And that's it. That's all. Shady Groove.
Absolutely. Just to bring all of it to you, we have what's going to be a spectacular show here today, because lots of winning over the weekend that lots of people aren't paying attention to.
That's right. And we have close contact with OPSEC and True the Vote, which is Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht. You're not going to want to miss this show, folks. We've got the real story from perhaps maybe real people that are actually really involved. And you're not going to want to miss this. And we've got to give love to OPSEC, to True the Vote, to Catherine Engelbrecht, and Greg Phillips. In fact, I just got a voice message before the show, Shady. Somebody's going to want to see what we actually covered on the X22 report. X22 gave us a great shout out. And, there's 21 days to the election. Why is this happening? Why is this happening, you think? Look at that. 21 days to the election, guys. And, that's what's happening. And by the way, we're going to go ahead and go through all the documentation. We're going to go through True the Vote's response. Apparently, somebody was on the Bannon War Room being pro-Brnovich. Weird. But we also had Trumper Mel, who's doing Clean Elections USA. She was on the War Room twice. We're going to kind of cover that a little bit, too, because it's local action, national impact. And that brings us to the Grassroots Show live tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on MG Show channel on Telegram. If you don't have Telegram, you want to learn about how to actually get it done. Listeners from the MG Show have put together a show showing what they are doing because of the inspiration of this show and many others, of course. But first, Shady Groove, before we come back, we got to pay some bills. Thank you guys very much for supporting you. We're not funded by Lusa Pfizer. We are funded by you. And Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m.
to 2 p.m. East, and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
And welcome back to the MG Show. Here we are. We're back. 800-873-0478. 800-873-0478 is the number. 800-873-0478. Please get over there and talk to the great customer service over there. And they know. The Authority Q says, I actually love my Giza sheets. Thank you, Authority brother. He's got a great new Substack out that we're going to talk about today in today's show. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot going on with True the Vote. We've got a lot going on with the corrupt A.G. Brnovich and True the Vote. Mm-hmm. We've got so much happening, guys, and we're going to cover it right here today on this show. Again, OPSEC, Greg Phillips, True the Vote, Catherine Engelbrecht, they need your prayers. And I really wanted to just share this with you before we go. This is Lydia. You know, this made me cry. And it might
You're not
going to
make it through it. You're not going to make it through it.
We're going to try. God bless you, Lydia. Let's watch. Hang on one second. Let me get her. There she is right there. And, you know, she might actually get a red check. You never know, Shady.
Hello, my lovely friends and patriots. Please, we need many prayers for True the Vote and Greg Phillips. They're going through a rough time. It's a pity what they're doing to them, because they are helping so much the world and you have humanity. It's thanks to them if their other companies are investigating the Carnegie software. And but now they have a lot of problems. Please, they need your prayers so much, all your positive thoughts, your light, your love. And may God be with them all the time. And may God be with you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There's our Lydia. God bless you, Lydia. And they do need prayers. And, you know, it's pretty amazing, folks. Pretty amazing.
They really do need your prayers, and they need all of us to plug into this, guys. You know, this is a big deal. You know, we're at the moment, like Jeff said earlier, we're 21 days out till the election. The game is hot right now. All the rhinos are coming out of the woodwork, out of the hiding, standing up for the establishment. We here are fighting the establishment. We're fighting the status quo. We're fighting for our voices to actually be heard by we the people instead of those the selected, which is what we've been dealing with for decades and decades here in America. We're changing the conversation every day, but we need everybody out there on the wall. We need everybody to plug in and get not only go vote, but try to encourage other people to go vote and participate in changing. You know, it's like if you sit on the sidelines and you don't vote and we change the world that we're in, then you're going to be feeling left behind. So the reality of the situation is you need to plug in so you can be part of the solution going forward. It's not just about this election. It's about fixing our country after the election.
Heck. You know, it's funny how we got these little trolls in here now. Isn't that weird? Wow. I'm from We the Media. I'm part of that, and that's all I know. And if you knew what I knew. All right, Shady, so here we go. We've got so much happening. X22, listen to X22, check this out.
Else that we've learned with Bronovich and True the Vote. Jeff, in The Matrix, put this out. And if you haven't watched his show, you should, with Shannon and Jeff. It's the MG show, and they're on Rumble, so you should watch their show. It's fantastic. So this is what's happening right now. It seems that the Arizona AG Bronovich, saying that 2,000 Mules group ignored Arizona AG's request for info. So the Attorney General is saying that they made 4 requests and they never handed over information. And it seems that this is all a lie because, remember, Bronovich never really did anything with anything that was given to him. And Jeff says, could this be what Arizona Bronovich is mad about? True the Vote calls out Arizona AG Criminal Division over mishandling its 2,000 Mules complaint, unmasking the informants. And they gave them all the information. They had the information that they needed, and he did absolutely nothing with it. And now he's angry, and now people are looking at him, and they're starting to realize that this guy does absolutely nothing except play with nunchucks. That's it. And
that's right.
Once again, forget about what all these people are saying and how they're pursuing things. All of this is fake and phony and false when you start to see their actions. Their actions speak a lot louder than anything else. Now, the other thing that's very...
You know, and that's awesome. You know, thank you. And Dave will be on this show Friday.
Yes.
Yes, Friday. X22 is awesome. And that was a great shout out. Now, you know, the reason why that's a great shout out is because, you know, you've seen the AG Bronovich letter. We actually read it the other day. And, you know, it's pretty amazing. You know, people don't realize what's actually going on. AG Bronovich, and we've got the full story. And let me just make sure I pull that up because it's very interesting, Shady, because people don't understand what's really going on with these folks at True the Vote. They're basically trying to break their back, Shady Groove, with lawsuits, 21 days from to the election. Okay. So here's what's happening with True the Vote. Okay. Right now, there's a Connick lawsuit. There's a cease and desist letter from an attorney of the Mules in Georgia. A lawsuit was filed by Common Cause Georgia against the FEC regarding that the FEC improperly dismissed a previous complaint against another leftist group that had filed against TTV, True the Vote. The newest, the letter sent to the press by the AZAG inviting the IRS and FBI to investigate TTV. And, you know, they're also scrubbing and going through and smearing the TTV's 990s. And we're 22 days away from election at this time. Mark Fincham, a hero, says, I reject Berno's assessment of this situation. True the Vote suit turned this beep around to him over a year ago. He denied he had it. Now he's playing this game. He's a Rusty Bowers deep state plant here to disrupt the political process. and should be disbarred, Shady Groove. So this is, you know, wow, General Brnovich, chief special agent, pens a letter to the FBI and the IRS telling that True to Vote lied about providing evidence to the AG. So, you know, so if you lied to an attorney general, you can get charged. Instead, an attorney general asks the IRS and the FBI to audit True the Vote. How about we audit all the Arabella foundations, Brnovich, that support your deep state candidates? How about we audit those? How about we audit Joe Biden? How about we audit people that are actually criminals? These people, True the Vote, Catherine Engelbrecht, OPSEC, Greg Phillips, are true American patriots and care about the letter of the law. And you, Arizona, have broken the letter of the law and the trust of the American people. And that's why the Authority Q's Substack is going to come into play, because Arizona, you are one of the most important states. Shady.
It is one of the most important states. And, you know, you mentioned there about the audit. Well, let's remember the audit from a year and a half ago. Let's remember that they found all of those discrepancies and all of the different stuff that went on in the election that was presented to Brnovich's office, and we never heard anything from it. I think that is very telling, considering now that we're sitting here looking at this, he's willing to turn on patriots. I mean, this is a Republican guy. These are patriots bringing credible information that has garnered an arrest of the owner of the company last week. But now this, like I said earlier, the rhinos are going to start to turn, and their true colors will come forward in the next 20 days. And it won't just be Brnovich, I don't think, but this is definitely one of them.
That's right. And so we go to this Chad Vivas, Khadr Drogo truth. This is really good. But what we want to do, let's cover this first, because it's, could this be what Arizona Brnovich is mad about? True the Vote calls out Arizona AG criminal defense over mishandling its 2,000 meals complaint and unmasking informants, folks. And this is out of the Arizona Sun-Times, and that this goes over it all. So after over a year of good faith and attempts to work together, Texas-based election integrity nonprofit True the Vote's Catherine Engelbrecht and lead investigator Greg Phillips of the OPSEC Group, an election integrity company, that say they no longer trust the intentions of the Arizona Attorney General's Office Crime Division. The veteran grassroots organizer told the Arizona Sun-Times that the Election Integrity Group turned over evidence to both the FBI and local law enforcement, including the Criminal Division of the Attorney General's Office, the AGO, and has met with AGO and criminal investigators numerous times since first contacting them in the summer of 2021, all to no effect. Quote, we reached out to them first. We gave them data. They did nothing except lose it, apparently, for 9 months, Engelbrecht said. Quote, then we offered it all again in writing under subpoena. They have subpoena power and had active investigation at the time. It would have taken minutes instead of they did nothing except send weird letters. And in the end, it became clear all they were trying to do is discredit us. Engelbrecht told the Sun-Times that he turned over a hard drive of evidence to the AGO's criminal division a year ago, but nothing appeared to happen with it. Engelbrecht also said that one of the most shocking aspects of their misleading and of the investigation took while it was still ongoing. The AGO released its own case notes to the Associated Press, including the names of whistleblowers. She said, quote, one of the people named was a whistleblower shown in 2000 Mules movie. That's when we stopped communicating. Once one was a judge and the other received threats as well as being the victim of a tire slashing incident. An article published by Friday by Axios stated that 2000 Mules Group ignored the AG's request for info. It said that the AGO, AG, right? The AG office made four requests to True the Vote, TTV, for hard drive and other evidence that were not fulfilled. The AGO also reportedly told Axios that True the Vote claimed in March that they turned over testimonials from people involved in ballot harvesting in Arizona. But the AGO has not received them conveniently, right, Shady?
Yeah.
However, here we go. It continues. Engelbrecht disputes the account described in the Axios story. She sent the Sun-Times copies of the email exchange between her groups and the AGO. She said that the True the Vote first met in the AGO's criminal division in the summer of 2021 and gave them the hard drive and information related to the Maricopa County drop boxes. It did not include the information related to the drop boxes in San Luis, Arizona. The project expanded 7 months later, including production of 2000 Mules documentary. By March 2022, we'd completed the San Luis analysis, had audio, video with whistleblowers, plus all the data analysis, she told the Sun Times. We filed a former complaint letter with the AZAG, provided it to members of the legislature, including Karen Fan. In April, Engelbrecht said she and Phillips were invited back to Phoenix to meet with legislators. Engelbrecht also coordinated another meeting with agents from the FBI regional office in Phoenix, where she was arranged to give the FBI all of the new audio, video, and analysis. She also contacted the AGO's assistant chief deputy, Josh Credit, to set up another meeting with the AGO's criminal division, which he scheduled. At the meeting, which Engelbrecht said included about five employees, Engelbrecht said that they claimed that they have never met with True the Vote before, which she found strange since they had met previously almost a year ago, and they denied after ever receiving the hard drive information. The AGO's criminal division was working in the San Luis ballot harvesting investigation at that time. Quote, we stated we could get them everything under subpoena, that the FBI had everything, and we definitely wanted to work with them, Engelbrecht said. After that, Engelbrecht suspects the criminal division heard that True the Vote would be testifying to the Arizona legislature about 2,000 mules because on May 19th, the AGO supervising special agent James Cope sent a letter to True the Vote requesting information pertaining to 2,000 mules and stash houses identified in the movie. The letter stated that the office initially requested the information on April 5th but was not provided within a week as agreed. Cope said, as of today, May 19th, 2022, we have not received any information from True the Vote or Mr. Phillips. Engelbrecht said he, quote, curiously omitted the reference to the meetings, the pages of notes taken by AGO staff, and detailed review of the official complaint filed by TTV, which requested protections and data and confidential information under subpoena. On May 27th, True the Vote director Cole Hughes responded to Cope by email, writing, quote, please find attached letter response to your request for additional information. In his letter, Hughes reminded that the AGO that True the Vote had previously provided the hard drive, quote, almost a year ago, June 23rd, 2021, Mr. Phillips met with Mr. Williams Gadow and Mr. Kunth from your office, he said. Quote, at a meeting, he provided a hard drive of all Arizona-related information gathered to that point. An identical copy was also provided to the Arizona regional offices of the FBI. On May 31st, Cope sent True the Vote a letter stating they had received their submission and were able to meet the next day. He stated that he had not received the hard drive that True the Vote said that they would be turned over. Quote, one point of clarification that we believe we must be made with this in regard to what evidence our office has received thus far from True the Vote. We understand that you believe that the hard drive was already provided to our office. However, we have not received such hard drive, end quote. Engelbrecht observed to the Sun Times, quote, it was as if our April meeting never occurred and our official complaint disregarded. The focus seemed to be on creating a paper trail against us rather than actually progressing on an investigation that we had contacted them in about 2021. During the legislative hearing on May 31st, the legislators asked Engelbrecht if True the Vote had turned over the hard drive yet. Engelbrecht suspected the AGO had planted a question with the legislator, clearly to make us look bad. However, the Sun-Times asked legislator State Rep. Quan Nguyen, a Republican out of Prescott, if it was accurate and if it clarified that he came up with the question on his own after running into someone from the AGO's criminal division. He asked that employee if the AGO had received the hard drive yet. He responded no. At a meeting with the criminal defense on June 1, Engelbrecht said Special Agent Cope accused her of not giving the office information because it had obtained from the dark web. Engelbrecht responded and said that that wasn't true. Then she noticed an agent was recording the meeting and called him out on it. At that point, Engelbrecht realized that they were getting nowhere with the AGO, the Arizona AG office, but offered to connect the AGO with the FBI Phoenix office, which already had all of True the Vote's information. Engelbrecht said, quote, The AGO seemed satisfied that this would be the most efficient and secure way to move forward. We agreed that the AGO would give us a day to contact the Bureau agents and then connect them to the AGO so everyone would be fully briefed. But the very next day, she received a call from the FBI, concerned that the AGO had been calling all their bureaus demanding information. Quote, "It was so aggressive and extreme that the FBI said they weren't willing to provide the confidential cover any longer because the CRIM team had upset so many offices. It felt very political that they couldn't be in the middle of something like that," she said. After meeting on June 3rd, Cope sent a letter to Phillips requesting to meet him alone, offering to pay all of his expenses to fly to Phoenix. Engelbrecht said she felt like it was a setup at this point. On June 14th, True the Vote attorney Brock Akers, along with Engelbrecht and Phillips, sent a letter to Cope in response to his request to meet with Phillips. Akers said that all parties agreed to the meeting on June 1st and that the AGO would wait for his clients or the FBI before taking further action. Instead, Akers said, "Your team immediately began calling various bureau offices, trying to track down relationships and blatantly undermining the agreement." He went on, quote, "What followed next was notification from our informants that your office has released case notes, including unredacted names of private citizens who had shared sensitive information with you to the AP, the Associated Press. This shocking breach of confidentiality has endangered all those who put their trust in you, sending a clear message that anyone who shares information with your office does so at their peril." Akers expressed his bewilderment about the solo meeting request and it ended the letter terminating True the Vote's involvement. Quote, "Our level of trust and confidence has been diminished to the point that we feel it best to provide all further information through the Bureau," he said. "You can source it from them if you so choose." On August 24th, Cope emailed Engelbrecht asking if he could release a complaint in response to public records request, asking for the complaint that True the Vote initially filed with the AGO on March 28th, Engelbrecht responded and she said she had no objection. At that point, the AGO already released the whistleblowers' names, so there wasn't much left to protect, Engelbrecht said. Engelbrecht said at the point of True the Vote in moving from the 2000 Mules investigation, quote, "We started the project almost 2 years ago," she told the Sun-Times. Quote, "The only reason the AGO CRIM division is feigning interest at this point is to keep us off focus for midterms. We're not playing their game. People are now more awake than ever. We're moving on." Engelbrecht has had a good relationship with the AGO civil side, the election integrity unit, so the hostility she encountered on the criminal side, she says, made no sense to her. True the Vote recently launched protectamerica.vote to work with the sheriffs like Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb on local level combating election fraud, Shady Groove. The Sun-Times sent AGO several questions, but they did not receive a response before press time, Shady.
Wow. And there you have it. I don't think that we have any better example than that of what it is the establishment does and how the establishment operates and what their end goal agenda is. For the people out there that followed Q, I think you could probably make a pretty easy correlation between what you just heard there and what you learned through Q about Secure Drop and the way that they protect themselves by attacking the whistleblowers. I think we're seeing a little bit of that right now on display for all of you to see. And we all hope that that there were patriots going to come out and stand with us, but it's okay that they're not, because it's better to know now and it's better to know the truth than to be put off. So all of these things are just going to pile up against the individuals making these terrible decisions.
And so, you know, this is it. So the AG is playing games before the midterms. Brnovich came out with that scathing letter saying, investigate him for this. Well, he's an AG. There's no charges brought. You guys find that this is a political game trying to break the back of True the Vote, along with many other areas in this country, Wisconsin. You know, I bet you've got lawsuits with the North Fund and Mark Elias and, you know, Stacey Abrams. And, you know, they're just trying to, I don't know. They're trying to break the back of True the Vote, OPSEC, Greg Phillips, and Catherine Engelbrecht. That's exactly what they're doing. So Chad Vivas at CAG Drogo, Shady, found at True the Vote gave the AGO a hard drive with 2000 Mules data, and they denied they ever received it. when TTV told Arizona Attorney General's office that they gave the data to Arizona FBI and would coordinate it and be given to the AGO through the Bureau, the AGO, quote, immediately began calling various Bureau offices, right? So then the AGO doxed the whistleblowers and case numbers to the Associated Press. Here's the actual letter. Let me actually grab it, put it here, Shady, so we can see it a little bit bigger. Because for whatever reason, the pictures don't get bigger. Here we go. So here we go. This is the letter, Greg Phillips, True the Vote. I write on behalf of my client's OPSEC group, Catherine Engelbrecht, True the Vote. We pretty much went through all this, but this is the, has received a letter from you dated June 3rd, 2022, asking for his return to Arizona. This letter is in response to your request. At the last meeting with my clients on June 1st, 2022, all parties agreed that they would relate the data. So the story went over this pretty well, but this is the actual Brock Akers letter, Shady Groove. And I like the last part. Let's just read the last part once again because it's very important. We are most interested in providing law enforcement entities with sufficient information from which steps might be taken to prevent abuses of election process specifically related to voter harvesting, which we have uncovered. However, our level of trust and confidence has diminished to the point that we feel it best to provide all further information through the Bureau. You can source it from them if you so choose. What part of that is a misunderstanding, Shady? Isn't that pretty direct and to the point?
I feel like that's very direct and to the point. And I feel like the people of Arizona are being done a huge disservice, and I have a feeling that it's going to spread, like you said, into other areas. That's why we needed people to be aware of this stuff moving in. You know, whenever Greg did the pit and brought us all together to show us the significance of this, it's not just a story on the internet. This involves your life, guys. This involves this involves who gets elected to lord over you. You know, I mean, we're looking for America First candidates, and we've been watching this stuff go on for the last 20 years. We haven't really seen any up until Donald Trump came along. And then once he came along, we actually got some candidates that had some backbone that would stand up for his policies and stand up for his direction. And right now you're seeing the pushback against it. They don't want to go back to that. They do not want to go back to the idea of Donald Trump being able to have the bully pulpit and to tell the truth and for his people or his endorsements to get elected. And they're fighting them tooth and nail in every district right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, that brings us to this, Shady. Let's see what, this is actually breaking news. This is True the Vote's response to the open letter of Arizona Attorney General's office. You know, Shady, do you want to go ahead and read some of that? Can you read it?
I will. Yeah, if you'll just make it just a little bit bigger, I can do it easy.
How about if I give you the link?
There you go. I like it.
It's in the Rumble chat. Rumble chat, guys, there's the letter. Make sure you go read it for yourself. The truth is learned. It's never told. Shady, while you're grabbing that, again, this is the truth. This is breaking news yesterday. True the Vote responds to open letter of Arizona Attorney General's office. Okay? Shady Groove.
I'm ready. I got it right here. Oh, except for the pop-up. Now I got you. The letter sent by the Arizona AG's office and simultaneously released to the media is false and smacks of retribution for the AG's own decision to ignore suspicious voting activity. Indeed, True the Vote's first meeting with the Arizona AG's team was on June 3rd, 2021, and after receiving no feedback, True the Vote followed up by filing a complaint with the state of Arizona on March 28, 2022, and followed up with the multiple meetings with state investigators. To True the Vote's surprise, they later learned that these investigations violated the confidentiality that should have been afforded to informants in an ongoing criminal investigation by the AG's office releasing to media the identity of private citizens who had provided information. It was clear that the intent of this was to chill the investigation and send a warning to those who had mistakenly believed law enforcement would protect them. True the Vote lawyers sent a letter affirming these facts to the Arizona AG's office on June 14 of 2022 and referring them to the federal law enforcement as True the Vote no longer trusted the state office. As was stated in their March 2022 complaint, the data used by True the Vote is available to any law enforcement agency which issues a lawful subpoena for the data. Here's a photo of a copy of the hard drive with Greg Phillips of OPSEC Group the group contracted to oversee a geospatial research for True the Vote. This availability is not new. True the Vote has offered it repeatedly in direct conversation with law enforcement agencies, but True the Vote offers it to law enforcement publicly today. True the Vote has documentary records of correspondence with the state of Arizona and the FBI detailing the evidence and its limitations. Had the Arizona AG's office been serious in their investigation of the True the Vote's information, they would have had no need to send a letter to the FBI and simultaneously transform it into a press release to cover up their own failings. Just as in the Connect matter, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
Boom. So, Shady, boom. True the Vote, and many Anons, some of which are here on this wall today, have helped and looked at the data from the pit that they gave us. We corroborated it, and we went further. Came Koa the Great, the authority underscore Q, or the underscore authority as well. You know, we've got Digger Sleuth. We've got, I mean, I'm going to miss some guys because you guys are amazing. Gus Coyote with a Q. You know, there's been some great diggers out there finding more information. So basically, the LA County PD, which True the Vote was involved with, bagged a Chinese spy, and now all this is happening?
Yeah.
Let that sink in for a minute.
And I think that it's really good to see what they're going to do with the information too, because that gives Catherine and Greg a much clearer idea of what it is and who they're dealing with. You know, remember Jeff, Arizona was where the FBI field office did that whole hit piece on Q. What was that? Two and a half years ago, trying to act like Q was violent and all this stuff that came out of Arizona as well. So we got a lot of history there. Again, like Jeff has mentioned before, Maricopa County, one of the only counties in America specifically mentioned in the Q drops. And I think we're starting to see a little bit of why.
Absolutely. You know, what if Connick Exchange is a lot more than just poll chief?
It is.
More. And, you know, you can go to theauthorityq.substack and watch, look at Connick's 2D meeting domains, theauthorityq.substack.com. A lot of great stuff. Kane Koa, thegreat.substack.com. Gus Coyote with a Q. Substack.substack.com, guys. There's so many good ones out there. You know, Shady, so we had Eugene Yu, and we had amazing issues with our with our internet and our Rumble channel the day we were going to go over that. But Eugene Yu had a $500,000 bail, and he's got home arrest, and his trial is not going to be set until, let me just see. Here it is. So this is just emerged out of the court here in the case against Eugene Yu, the small election. It's not small, guys. Okay. And quit saying that. Prosecutors sought to hold Yu in custody, claiming it was a flight risk. The judge ordered his release on bond, though he has to remain on house arrest in LA, Shady. It's not a small company. This is not a small company.
It's not a small company, especially whenever you start looking at all the things that were connected and designed underneath the heading of that company. It is far and wide, and the information that's been brought forward is very, what I would consider, the tip of the iceberg of what is really there. And it's not just elections either, but we're not going to get into that now.
That's right. And this is, you know, I predict your predictions are right. Actually, strike the predictions. I can confirm you are correct. Catherine Engelbrecht to Kane Koa the Great. He says a few predictions for the coming weeks. One, the media organizations that continue to defend Connick and Eugene Yu will look incredibly foolish. Two, this is much larger data breach than just the poll workers or even election data. Three, you will learn more details about the magnitude of this data breach. This is not a game, folks. And this is the October 6th, Kane Koa the Great, Eugene Yu's connections to the China National People's Congress and Chinese telecom giants. We have covered this on this show. I'm going to drop the link in here for you, folks. This is a lot bigger than you realize. A small company. It's not a small company. They've got many subsidiaries that they actually own. They've registered the websites. They've got Conic Exchange. They're on the DoD. They're on the NIST interoperability. Interoperability means that you can communicate with other software and hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a poll chief, what if there's malware? You know, the mm-hmm. city of Austin, we're not going to use it anymore. It's still on your system. You're still infected, period.
And it could still be accessed from outside no matter what they do once it's introduced into the system, as long as the system is still coming on. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So this from Media Matters, which is foreign and domestic billionaires. I have hesitated up to now mentioning it by name out of giving it any kind of publicity, but it's time to sound the alarm about the QAnon influencer collective channel known as We the Media. It has openly collaborated with True the Vote and is growing in political influence. Yes, we are shady. What do you think of that? This guy is scared. These QAnon influencers only came together to form We the Media after they were banned from mainstream social media platforms 2021 and 2020, 2021, mainly gaining their followings originally from those platforms like Twitter and YouTube, which you got us knocked off of, Alex Kaplan. We only got stronger. So there's a straight line between the social media platforms not acting on QAnon between 2018 and 2020, and We the Media existence is now growing political influence. You're damn straight we are. Where we go one, we go all. Shady Groove.
Don't you think that at what point does the conversation like actually arrive at the idea that someone like Alex Kaplan, for instance, who is in the media, by the way, ignores the biggest story of the year, which would be the idea that all of your poll employees, all your poll workers, all your polling PII information resolves in a server in China. That's not the story. The story is the people that are digging on and investigating the story. It's just very interesting to me how a media person can be acting in that regard as opposed to be focusing on what it is the story is. Like everything that we've seen in media up until the last 5 years has been about clickbait stories. So if Alex Kaplan were to write a story about what Konak really did, it would escalate and go everywhere. Media Matters would be able to spread that everywhere. But funny, interesting, this is the way that they word it. And they put people at the center of it that don't really have anything to do with what's going on instead of the subject matter of which you're supposed to be reporting on. I think that is very, very obvious hypocrisy right there. And the more they do it, the better, because it's clear to see for regular people.
That's right. And I want to bring up Awakened Outlaw. He says this about Alex Kaplan. What's amazing is how much Alex got wrong in just a couple of tweets. Great reporting, Copernicus. The only thing he managed to get right is that we did, in fact, collaborate with True the Vote, and for no other reason than God and country. And we do it again in a heartbeat. The rest are addressed here. There is no QAnon. There is only Q, and there are Anons. We the Media existed well before Anons were booted from Twitter. That's actually true. Dismissively, hissy fits aside, our free speech does not give a crap what you think of it, Shady.
That is absolutely 100% the truth.
Yeah. Love it.
I don't care.
And so
I don't care.
Awakened Outlaw on True Social. Great patriot as well. You know, we've got a lot here, Shady, and we've got patriots coming together. We've got, we've been talking on this show about cleanelectionsusa.org. She was on mm-hmm. Steve Bannon yesterday and today. Today, I saw 20,000 people watching just the Rumble over there, and 7,000 yesterday. We're going to talk about that in hour number two, guys. You're not going to want to miss it. And I haven't gotten confirmation. I'm trying to get her on the show tomorrow or Wednesday. So we will have Trumper Mel, Melody Jennings, who's been on this show, and then also Bannon show, which is awesome. And then what happened with that, Shady Groove, is that Bannon connected with another patriot, Mark Fincham. There's an issue, Shady Groove. There's an issue in Arizona. So Arizona, if you're listening, please get over to cleanelectionsusa.org. We need Arizonians. There is another organization out there trying to usurp this movement, folks. So be very careful of who you follow. We've vetted this organization. There's other people that have vetted this organization. She's been on Greg Phillips's show, Shady Groove. He's vetted her. Catherine's vetted her. So this is the vetted organization that the Patriots need to go for and be with. Otherwise, you might be joining an infiltration group, JD.
Well, one thing that I wanted to report that I've noticed since Trump or Mel started doing that's at Trump or Mel over there. Get over there, guys, to her account. Follow her. One thing that I've noticed is that in a few different, you know, because the drop boxes aren't in every state. They're only in so many states. But some of the states that are doing drop boxes are now moving those drop boxes that were out in the public indoors and in other places where they can't be accessed at nighttime and things like that. So that's actually a side-handed win for us as well, because they're moving them away from the people. I mean, you remember in 2000 Mules, all the people on the video, they were all like looking up, right? They were all constantly like trying to make sure people weren't watching. People don't want to be watched doing something they know is illegal. It's just human nature. And I think this is a brilliant plan for them, because they're already causing the bad actors to make moves that are in their worst interest by hiding these drop boxes in different places. So your voice is helping. It's 20 days out, and we're changing the landscape before they can steal it.
So Shady, her dedicated Dropbox team actually caught something and set this up the chain. What do you see in this picture, Shady Groove? Do you notice what's covered up?
The license plate's covered.
The license plate is covered up, and here's your official ballot drop box.
Oh, the license plate is covered by the person driving the car, not the person taking the picture. I see what you're saying. Oh, nice.
That's what he sounds like.
It's my little mule.
This is what a mule looks like. This is what a mule looks like. This is a ballot drop box. As you notice, at Clean Elections, cleanelectionsusa.org, they tell you how far you have to be away so it's not voter intimidation. They know all the laws. That's why you need to get with that organization to make sure you're not breaking the law. And this picture was sent in real time, not after the fact. Nobody has ever been prosecuted after the fact with cell phone data or anything else, Shady. And this is why we need to get to it now. This should be escalated up the chain. And apparently, Shady, it's Maricopa County. Let me just double check where it is. Because it's, this guy. So ballot stuffing has already begun in Arizona. This guy covered up his license plate. It didn't say where it was. Wow. But I'm sure the people in Arizona might know where that is.
Interesting forethought there. What do you want to bet that they're telling them to not have their cell phones with them when they're doing this as well now?
Yeah, because they know they could get caught by True the Vote. Yep. Pretty interesting, guys. And in a couple minutes, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Shady, I want to thank Brighteon.tv, actually doing a great positive article about this show and on Natural News, Shady. We made Natural News. You pointed that out to us, right?
Yep. Yep. And I was actually pretty impressed with that article that they did. And I mean, what is this now? Since we've been with Brighteon, Jeff, a little over a year-ish, maybe something like that. And we've gotten, I would say, 10 really positive articles about the show. We're sort of not used to that, guys. We get disoriented whenever people write good things about the show.
Right. We're used to being attacked all the time. So this is Natural News right here. This is Shady's post on Truth Social. You go to Natural News, it says Matrix Groove and Shady denounce damning action of Connect storing U.S. poll worker data on Chinese servers, folks. This is huge. Jeffrey Peterson and Shannon Shady Groove Townsend blasted election technology company Connect's damning action of storing U.S. poll worker data on Chinese servers. Quote, the grand jury found that there is plausible information that Connect is storing data on servers in China, allegedly. Peterson said on October 6th, an episode of Matrix Groove Show on Brighteon.tv, the total that we have is 1.8 million. That is the total amount of information of individuals that are actually stored in that Chinese server, apparently. In the Matrix also cited October 4th, arrest of Connect founder Eugene Yu in Michigan, the head of election technology firm that was nabbed on suspicion of stealing data on hundreds of L.A. County poll workers. Alongside Yu's arrest, computer hard drives and other digital evidence was seized by the local, excuse me, let me just, because I just, it just went away from me. Where did that go? Here it is. The firm was nabbed on suspicion of stealing data on hundreds of Los Angeles poll workers alongside Yu's arrest. Computer hard drives and other digital evidence were seized by investigators, Fox News reported. According to the Ingham County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, Connick was required to keep the data in the U.S., with only citizens and permanent residents having access to it. However, the East Lansing, Michigan-based firm stored the data in service to China. Quote, so he was arrested for stealing personal information on poll workers, Peterson said of Yu's arrest, Shady Grove. And he also noted that Yu's damning arrest is not a conspiracy theory at all. Quote, this should concern every American. It is very damning if this is true. We think it is allegedly true. You should be scared and shaken to your core, Peterson said. Townsend agreed, commenting that some people don't understand the gravity of the issue because they are desensitized to what Hollywood and the media feed them. He added that people need to stand back and take a closer look at what is happening to be able to see everything from a different perspective. Concerned citizens must inform their election board and counties about Connick. Peterson mentioned that concerned citizens must inform their election board and counties to use use Connick products. About Yu's arrest, the company uses Chinese-based servers. He also noted that the poll worker software is compromised. This could lead to a poll worker being used to steal the vote and for a particular party or candidate. Townsend stated that they already have video evidence of similar things already happening. He urged concerned poll workers to call their counties and ask why their poll worker data is in China and show their frustration. Peterson also called out California, Florida, California, Indiana, Michigan, Virginia, Montana, Missouri, Texas, and Washington, D.C. on the program due to their continued use of Connick election software. And he added that Georgia just signed up with Connick for its elections and called for the deal to be scrapped amid Yu's arrest. Moreover, Peterson blasted the New York Times for painting Connick and Yu as targets of conspiracy theories. Peterson stressed that it's not a conspiracy theory since it was now becoming a fact because of a grand jury found evidence about data theft. According to Brighton.tv host, the data theft involving Connick is a massive story that the mainstream news cartels will not be able to squish. Follow Privacy Watch News for more information about this and watch the episode right here. There's the link, Shady Grove. Pretty awesome, right?
Wow. What a great article. Wow. You know, great quoting work. You, quoting me, and telling it like it is, and actually amplifying the real words that we said. It's just, it's disorienting.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And they even said allegedly.
They did. And we said it, a million times on that show?
I think it was like 900,000.
But we have to. And in the second hour, Shady Grove, we're going to go over the golden ticket. Wendy Rogers actually contacted me. I got it scrubbed and looked at. But we need to actually look at Arizona's election. You are very key. Arizona needs to get out the vote, okay? Arizona, again, repeat, needs to get out the vote. You see the shenanigans that they're playing with you. I mean, you got the AG Brnovich swinging his little nunchucks around, talking about having the, you know, and by the way, I know somebody else, the Cope, wrote the letter, but Brnovich had to sign off on it. You guys understand all that, right? You get it, right? The day Kid Lake gets elected, that guy steps down. So we need to make it through these midterms. You need to understand the America First candidates, the authorityq.substack.com, new article up there. Please check it out. And Shady Groove, I'm waiting for my, go ahead.
You're waiting for your, go ahead. Okay. I got your go ahead right here. Hang on. Let me get it. I was, only thing I have to say is, stay with us here for the next hour. We're going to be going over all of these different, but we're going to play Trump or Mel. And we've got a few more different things that you may not know about, talking about Durham and other stuff coming up right after this short break.
And don't forget to follow Cag Drogo. I did mention him out, but I forgot he has a Substack, cagdrogo.substack.com.
Yes, Shady, yes.
I was going to miss there. People. Why do I always miss Chad, Shady?
Jeez. I don't know.
I love that guy. God bless you all. We'll see you back here in about 5 minutes, if it plays. So there you have it.
There it is. Where'd he go? Mm-hmm. Yeti. Leave me, Yeti.
There you go.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me running? So, the Breb Troll.
You save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. That's right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from The MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Countless deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt. dirt needing someone to blame. A patch of greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air. Well, we got one, we got one.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3S.com.
Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake!
Of truth is open, the eyes of truth are bright, the lips of truth are ever closed, the head of truth is upright, the gaze of truth is straight, truth has neither fear nor doubt, truth has patience to wait, the words of truth are touching, the voice of truth is deep, the law of truth is simple, all you sow you reap. The soul of truth is flaming, the heart of truth is warm, the mind of truth is clear and firm through rain and storm. Facts are only its shadow. Truth stands above all sin. Great be the battle of life. Truth in the end shall win.
We're gonna fight them all. The censored media cannot hold us back. We're gonna rip it off, stop and die, fake news and media attack. And we're gonna be shining the light because we can't forget. Back and forth through my mind, we are the threat. Yeah, the truth exposing all the lies, you will be shown.
Life of truth is eternal, immortal is its past. Power of truth shall endure, truth shall hold to the last.
We're gonna hear about it. Every single liar's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the hands of hell. And if we catch a liar back in a day, we're gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what we'll do. And the people gonna see the truth, minds will be blown.
Truth is the cross. Wisdom's message is its rod. The sign of truth is Christ, and the soul of truth is God.
Here comes the sheep.
Winter war. Far from the super, I win no more. We're gonna make him soar. Make the panic drip out of every pore. And we're praying, and we're praying, and we're praying right before the Lord. All the truth is gonna come from us, and we'll ship no more. And the truth coming from our clothes, tell us we will win.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, iDropMedia, iDropMedia.com, buymeacoffee.com/iDropMedia, Shady. I love that song. Gets me fired up every day.
Oh, my goodness, and I love iDrive of Cinema, a special message over the weekend telling him how great that work is done, and he never disappoints, and it's not been recently either, everybody. The iDrive has been with us since, I think he was with us when we started the Matrix Groove Hour back in early 2019.
That back then, it was only an hour. How are we going to fill an hour with a content? Now we can barely, you know?
It was never an hour.
It's crazy, right? It is crazy. I want to real quick tonight is Grassroots Live with, it's 7 PM Eastern time. I think it's 8. I don't even know what time it is anymore. 8.
8
guys. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but, this is it right here. This is Grassroots Live. Get over there with Alchemist Zach, t.me/MG show. We actually have people out and about doing things like Patriot stuff, get involved. Local action equals national impact. T.me/MG show tonight at what time, Shady?
Eight. East.
Eight East. There you have it.
Yeti had eight fingers up, and I counted eight, and that was all he had.
Because he ate the other two?
No, he had them all up like this, but Yetis only have eight fingers.
Yetis only have eight fingers. I love it. Oh my gosh. So we have Fly Eagles Fly. Who was nicknamed Eagle Gerald Ford? That's very interesting. Check it out. There's a booing.
Let's go, Brandon.
Boo. Dr. Jill. Ha! You know, oh my God, who wore it better, Shady Groove, Dr. Jill or your mom's teacup collection?
I thought it was the couch.
Well, I mean, it probably has couch stuffed in drapes to go with it too, Shady Groove. But yeah, pretty interesting. Those are the winter drapes or the summer drapes? I don't know.
We're not asking those types of questions.
I have no idea anymore. So we got a lot of stuff happening. I wanted to just bring up this. Have you seen this article, Shady Groove? Bill Gates is saying that we're going to have contested elections, which will lead to a civil war. How does he know?
Mm-hmm. Hi ho! So here he is. Hi ho, Gates. I'm Bill Gates.
Bill Gates warned Americans that it's headed for a civil war and fears that political polarization could bring it all to an end. Gates made the prediction using a recent keynote conversation at this year's Forbes 400 Summit on Philanthropy. Microsoft co-founder revealed that he plans to end the Bill and Melinda Gates of Hell Foundation in 25 years. Quote,
"The goal for the foundation is to run another 25 years, Gates said in a keynote conversation with Forbes. Forbes Chief Content Officer Randall Lane, he revealed that he plans to spend billions of dollars over the next few years fighting infectious disease and climate change. We think spending all the money in that time frame makes sense, he said. So we will be shifting money over more and more. We commit to raise the spend level up.
However, Gates, who predicted a pandemic in 2015, said that he expects the United States to be soon torn apart by a civil war.
Quote, we are going to have a hung election in a civil war, he said. I admit that political polarization may bring it all to an end, he added, Shady Groove.
Gates also revealed that he's been trying to come up with a solution for tracking misinformation and conspiracy theories,
And, quote, I have a group that tracks what's on the web that's talking about things that connected to me, he says. Overwhelmingly, during the pandemic, 95% of all conspiracy theory stuff, the polarization and lack of trust is a problem, he said. Quote, one of the best-selling books last year was a book by Robert Kennedy saying that I like to make money and kill millions of people with vaccines. It's wild that sells well.
Gates said that he hopes to put an end to people. Oh, wait, excuse me. Gates says that he hopes to put an end to people. I'll just leave it there.
That's a good quote. That's close. That pretty much will sum up the whole scenario there. That's tough to keep going. You couldn't read like a four paragraph thing like Kermit there, could you? It would get difficult. You would start running into yourself.
It kind of is. It kind of is tough.
Isn't it interesting though that he's saying that about a civil war? I'd just like to say to the audience what he's actually saying there is they're not going to accept the results of the election. So whenever all these whether it's Dr. Oz or Gretchen Whitmer or stuff going on out here in Oregon, they're basically saying we are going to send in the horde of lawyers to lawfare this election to death. And I would venture to guess that as they do that, their clients will have standing in the court, unlike Donald Trump did two short years ago. You sit back and watch, and I almost guarantee you that these people, their plan is to lawfare this election out the wazoo between November and January.
Yeah, it's awesome. Wow, I'm getting like weird flickers on my computer. But anyways, let's move on to more local action, national impact.
We're winning!
This is more. So this is real. So this is Steve Bannon. This is the War Room, CleanElectionsUSA.org. Melody Jennings was on there at Trumper Mel on True Social. Let's check out yesterday's interview because it was very, very good. And then she was on again today. So let's check it out. And she will be on this show tomorrow. Shady Groove. We just got confirmation.
Melody Jennings. Awesome. Melody runs an organization, Clean Elections USA. Melody, tell me, what is the purpose of your group? What inspired you and what actions are you taking now in what states? And we're going to see about how people can come and rally to your cause. Tell us what you're working on.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. It's an honor. What inspired me was the idea of 2,000 Mules. It hadn't even come out yet, but I just was seeing the teasers coming out over the waves and said, hey, you know, it just really made me mad. And we all knew something was wrong, but when I saw just the teasers of these people going up to boxes and feeling helpless, I can't do anything about Dominion machines. I can't do anything about so many things. It's just, you know, Main Street Girl USA, but I can go look at one of those boxes and see and maybe monitor one of them, make sure nobody comes up there and steals, you know, stuffs these boxes. So I just threw it out on Truth Social one day and said, hey, we're supposed to be their boss, but they're stealing it. So let's get out there. Shifts of, you know, maybe 2-3 hours, 10 people at a time, and just stand around them. Keep those mules from, you know, wanting to come up to the boxes. And it was just a simple thought, and it just took off. I could tell you all the, you know, how it went viral, but it did. It went crazy. And so now, you know, starting just with a call out on Truth Social, I don't even live in a state that has them, but I now have 18 states online. Some of those states have now even gotten rid of their boxes, thank God, but we've got people ready to go in 18 states. To go out on in shifts and guard these boxes. And it's already happening. We actually tested it at primaries in Arizona, and our crew took a picture, went viral all the way to the New York Times. Their heads started spinning. It was fantastic. So, we've already been testing it, and now we've got people out there on the ground and doing the work, and I could not be more proud.
Tell us what support you need. This is a call to action. I keep saying we know now with the shift, we see the numbers. Alex Degrassi, we're looking at numbers all day long in these races. These races always break, and people should understand this. Midterm elections are quite different than presidential elections. Midterm elections, I think, what, only 60% of the people vote. Low propensity voters traditionally don't vote. The things still break about 2 or 3 weeks beforehand. You see the shifts. The shifts we're seeing now are massive. This is all going to get to two things, to get out the vote effort and make sure everybody gets out and earns their vote. And number two is securing that vote and make sure that there's no nonsense. This is why Melody, you know, on these, and I keep telling people, you want a belt, a suspenders, and another belt. Okay. So Melody, you're saying in 18 states, walk through the key states that you think you need to be all over. And then I want to make sure the War Room Posse understands of where they can actually volunteer and be part of this, because it's quite monumental.
It is. So the key states really that we need help is Arizona, of course, Michigan. I'm in Michigan right now, and I could tell you some of the things I've been seeing. I literally have a picture of a Dropbox nailed to a tree on private property. Wow. So Michigan, Ohio, Nevada, Colorado, Georgia went indoors, so can't do much there. I need Pennsylvania. I've only got a few counties, but big ones. You know, the whole Northeast quadrant up in there, Connecticut, I need help in. Those are the big states I need help right now. The West Coast is going to be a little difficult for us to watch the boxes. We've got other things we need to do in California, Washington, Oregon, as you know. But I'm in Michigan right now. What's up?
I want to go back through, take your time and give me those key states again for our audience that you need help on. Just to walk us through your punch list.
Michigan, Arizona, Colorado, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. See, I feel like I'm missing somebody. Colorado, Nevada.
Hang on for a second. Yeah. I want to say Nevada. I want to say how important Connecticut is. Connecticut 2 and Connecticut 5 are in play. At least Stefanik and the strategy, we've punched through the wall of the Northeast. And remember, we're forcing the Democrats to defend those seats right now with their money. That's why they're pulling out of Pennsylvania. That's why they're pulling out of Arizona. Eli Crane is going to be a congressman. Tom O'Halloran sitting there screaming. He's saying, I'm an incumbent, and you're not giving me any money to fight this kid. I'm going to lose. He's up front. He's not shy about this. He's saying, I'm going to lose to Eli Crane. And the reason is you're putting money into Rhode Island and Connecticut and New Hampshire to defend seats in New York State that should be defended easily. They're not. But in places like Connecticut, if we need people there, we got a chance to break that wall. And just like we did in the presidential election, remember, that we broke the blue wall of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Politics has never been the same since then. We do this now in these House races. Trust me, it's not going to be the world would never be the same again. This is the way you get 2/3. This is the way you take 100 to 125 seat majority in the House. It means a decade that they're out of power. It means AOC and these people quit and they go home because they understand for 10 years, 20 years, they're not going to have any power in the House because you're in the minority. You don't matter. Melody, how do people get to your site? I want to make sure everybody goes there today in these states. And even if you're not in a state, you want to volunteer and go to a state. Melody, how do they get to you?
Absolutely. We are at www.cleanelectionsusa.org. cleanelectionsusa.org. That's where you can sign up. And if I could, Steve, could I tell a couple of the question that everyone asked me? Could I address that? Because the question that everybody asked me is, why don't we just use cameras? Why don't we, you know, there's cameras on those. We don't need to watch those boxes. If you've been paying attention, there is no adjudication of cameras anywhere filming. We saw Georgia lose, billions of hours. We saw Brnovich literally say he wasn't given any of the footage when he was handed it twice by Greg Phillips and their team through the audit. None of that happened. You've not seen any film ever adjudicated in a court of law from these things. It does no good. And the mules know this. They know that they can go up and it does not matter. A lot of times those cameras aren't even on. When we've got people around the box with iPhones, with, you know, Androids, with your own cameras, which is legal, by the way, we can video and we can take pictures.
Melody, hang on for 1 second. We'll take a break. I'm going to bring you back. Melody, one more time. Why do I need a bunch of people out there that the New York Times is saying a bunch of vigilantes? Why do you have a bunch of vigilantes up there that that instead of just taking the cameras, because they're supposed to have cameras, I think, by state law, ma'am.
Yes, the cameras will do us absolutely no good. They cannot be adjudicated, and we've seen that over and over again. And the mules know that. These cities and counties own this tape, and they lose it, or we just don't have it, or it's too fuzzy, or it's pointing at someone's feet. You know, all the person has to do, the mule has to do, is scarf up. You can't see their face. So they know that. And I think that's part of their playbook, is to make you go, there's nothing to see here, and to give you a false sense of security, honestly. And you know, I have to do a shout out, if I can, to Team America, to the MG Show. Without the MG Show, I would not be in Michigan right now. and have we've turned Michigan this week since I've been here. We're about to see a red wave go through here because of the people and the connections I've made because of the MG show, the Authority, Canacoa, the Gray, a lot of these people. And of course, I'm working with True the Vote. Prayers up for them, but the cameras don't work. We got to have people around these around these boxes. That's the only way the mules are going to say, I don't think I want to be, I don't want to be doxxed. And they will go away into the darkness. But even if they don't, we got their picture.
Canico the Great. This is somebody we want on a war room from day one. We want Sundance over Conservative Treehouse, and we want Canico the Great. Those would be the two big people said, well, don't you want all these big guys? I said, no, I want those two. Those are the two I want. Red Wave, we got Karama on deck. It's coming up. How do people, once again, I want everybody, this is not going to cost you any money. We understand money's tight. This is all putting shoulder to the wheel. What site do they go to, Melody?
CleanElectionsUSA.org. Come sign up. Doesn't cost you a penny. We don't want your money. Just come watch a box.
Watch a box. Melody, do you have social media that we can follow?
Absolutely. I am Trumper Mel on Truth Social. That's who I am, Trumper Mel.
Such a troll.
But this is bipartisan. Anybody can come watch a box.
So, that's right. If you're a Democrat, come watch a box. Melody, thank you very much.
Great work, Trump and Mel. And, you know, I want to, you know, just hit on that. And I think Melody has confirmed for tomorrow, Shady Groove, to come on the show. Melody Jane from CleanElectionsUSA.org. We want to give a big shout out to Keno. Keno has realized that, you know, we connected Keno and Melody, Trump or Mel, together when she was going to Detroit. And that really turned out to be a very bountiful harvest of amazing people that Keno was able to connect with Melody's organization, Shady Groove. Amazing.
Yeah, it is, because that's one of the most corrupt states in the country, as a matter of fact, and one of the most corrupt jurisdictions there in Michigan. So the more the people that plug it in, the better. Thank you so much, Trumper Mel, for shouting out the MG show there. And we are, you know, that is what we're doing. We are getting people involved, and we have been actively getting people involved for a few years now. Matter of fact, even before, you know, that was part of the flagship goal of this show to begin with, was to teach people about their country and to teach people how they could plug in and to show them the difference between the establishment and the hoops that they want you to jump through and the republic, and how easy it is whenever you, the people, take the power away from them.
Yeah. So Shady, this is the Dropbox in Michigan. There it is. Dropbox. And the Dropbox on the private property of a county clerk. She has now taken it off the tree and brought it into her home. Michigan rural communities cheat also.
So that's the Dropbox for squirrels?
I guess.
What is going on over there?
It's so stupid. Oh, I mean, all of it is stupid. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, ridiculous. And then, you know, you've got the same guy. Remember the New York Times, this same Stuart A. Thompson, election firm. New data had been sent to China. Prosecutors say the executive of small Michigan, it's not small, elections software company was charged with grand theft by embezzlement and conspiracy theory to commit a crime. Boom, Shady. You know, this is what it's about. You guys fighting for your country. These are Anons that helped with some of the research. Us, Shady, you, I mean, people on this wall, the Authority right there. You guys, you know, are amazing. That was a great episode. So then, Shady, apparently she was on again today. And I'll get that as well. But, you know, we've got to, you know, keep fighting, guys. You need to get motivated somehow. Whatever that is, find your calling, find what you want to do, find it, and, you know, go from there and, you know, help. Whether it's even just bring your friends and family to the actual voting booth on the day of the election, however you want to do it, it just get people motivated to vote. I mean, they are stretching, Shady Groove. They're stretching. They got, you know, they're going to be relying on college kids. 49% of the college kids don't even want to vote right now. I made sure I talked to my daughter, and she's motivated to vote. She's coming back from, you know, a 2-hour drive, you know, in her gas tank, and it's hurting her wallet. And she realized under Trump, it didn't hurt her wallet as much. Shady Groove, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? And don't you think that it's interesting too, that the only question that we're really asking is to show us where the information, or show us that the information is actually on American servers. Like that's literally the question we're asking. We're saying that it looks like it's housed in China. It looks like it's on the Chinese backbone. So show us the truth. Show us how we're wrong. That's what we're sitting here waiting for. And instead, we're getting all of this nonsense and attacks and outing whistleblowers and doxing of people and doxing of FBI agents and all this different stuff within the last week. We're just asking to show us that it's not housed in China, but instead seems like they're protecting China, Jeff. I don't know.
Yeah. Imagine that, huh? Karen mm-hmm. says, thank you all. That's Karen 1214 in chat. That's her. That's Kino. And awesome, you know, Kino, you know, give your son a big bear hug from the MG show as well.
Absolutely. He was also
very, very, you know, instrumental. And if Melody wants to talk about that, I'll let her talk about that tomorrow. She'll be right here on the MG show tomorrow at 12:05 p.m. Eastern time. Shady, this is it. This is Trump or Mel back on the War Room with Steve Bannon today. Great work, Melody.
From Clean Elections USA. Talk to us about your group. Why do we need it more than ever? We can't. Some things happened in Arizona over the weekend. We're trying to get sorted. We'll show that later. But Melody, why is it more important than ever than people volunteer for what you're doing? Explain what you're doing and why do you need people to volunteer and where do they go to volunteer?
CleanElectionsUSA.org and don't go anywhere else. There's some people trying to pull people away from me with weird names. So be careful where you go. CleanElectionsUSA.org. We are gathering across the nation in every Dropbox state. If you've got Dropboxes outdoors, we're on it. We're aligning teams of hopefully up to 10, but you know, as many as we can get around each box. And we are actually making a difference. We're actually seeing mules be intimidated for, you know, from doing their thievery. We're not intimidating voters, but the mules do not want to be caught on film. And that's what we're doing. We're catching them on telescopic film. We can zoom right in. We can get your face. So we've got you. And we've got some on film to show you. I know you're gonna show that later, Steve. I'm excited about it.
Well, we'll have you back on. There's already some shenanigans going on, and people are all over it. And remember, this is not to intimidate voters. We want everybody that's legitimate, that's a legal citizen, that's registered in that district to vote away. Hey, we bring it on, right? In fact, we want more Democrats to vote so then we can have more glee in our defeat of you. We don't want you whining. That was always suppression. Come on out. When all Democrats are coming, come on out, come on down. You know, CBS News talk of the weekend, what's going to save them is the college students. Okay, if that's the case, college students, come on out. Remember, Matt Gaetz was all upset about the TikTok videos on the abortion. Come on out. Polling doesn't show that, but we want everybody to come out. But if you're a mule, you're going to do ballot harvesting or anything illegal, you're going to be caught this time because Melody Jennings and her group there, we've got people signing up to be poll workers, election judges. And I don't care if media matters and the left doesn't like it. It's happening. It is happening. And you guys are not going to be able to steal elections because remember, if the Democrats can't cheat, they can't win. And they know that. And they know we know that. Melody, one more time. To watch the box, where do they go right now? Well, how do people sign up? Where do they go? How do they find more information?
It's cleanelectionsusa.org. It's right there on your screen. If it doesn't look like that, it's not us. Come in, join up, go through the emails. We're going to vet you. We're going to make sure you're one of us, that you love America, and that you're here to save it, not to take it away from us. You're going to align with some people in your area that are absolute patriots. You're going to meet some of your best friends out here at the box, and we're going to save America together.
Boom. Tremendous camaraderie. Melody, thank you very much. Look forward to having you back on here.
My pleasure, Steve.
We're going to have some of these volunteer groups on here today. Everybody to the ramparts. You got to be part of this. Cortez.
Very good stuff. Very good interview on the War Room. Thank you, Steve Bannon. That's amazing, you know, for that, Shady Groove. Wow.
Yeah, I really like what he said right there. Let them come out. We're not discouraging any of you to vote. Remember, your vote is your voice. If you are excited, if you are happy, if you are pleased with what is going on in your country, then we want you to go out and stand up for it. We're literally doing an investigation. We're trying to find 81 million people that voted for this guy. We've literally found less than 40 million that did. I don't know where those other 40 million people went. Maybe that's the people he's bringing in across the southern border right now. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing right there, but your voice is your vote. And we are not attempting to suppress the vote in any way. But if you're walking up to a drop box with 10 or 15 ballots in your hand, then you're going to be noticed. So you're on notice that you're going to be noticed.
Yeah, you're on notice that you're going to be noticed. You notice that, Shady?
I noticed.
I noticed. And I'm going to drop this in Rumble chat right now for Bubba. Bubba, you're in Arizona, and anybody else in Arizona, this is the link for this Substack. This is the Arizona Republican Voting Guide, a full breakdown of essential information regarding Arizona 2020's midterm elections. This is the golden ticket, guys. We all know that the 2022 midterm elections may be the most critical elections of our lives. However, for the state of Arizona, the sentiment rings across the nation. Arizona has a real chance to turn the tides in favor of the people for the first time in a long time. And, you know, getting rid of the McCain gangster cartel is part of it. This is what it, this is who's fighting. You got dark money going against all of these candidates, right? So Authority Q decided to put together a comprehensive voting guide for the citizens of Arizona to reference, and he'll break down the different Trump endorsement candidates and other propositions that will be decided in October 8th, 2022. Please share this with everyone you know in the state of Arizona. Shady, this is the golden ticket from the Republican Party. This was actually sent by somebody that's running for office that I know and you know. And this is the golden ticket. This is this, you know, the U.S. Senator Blake Masters, you know, Eli Crane, Kerry Lake, Wendy Rogers, David Marshall, David Cook, Mark Fincham, Abe Hamada, Kimberly Yee, Tom Horn, Nick Myers, and Kevin Thompson. Also going over these propositions, vote this, you know, and these are just suggestions, guys. You take a look at the information, because what, Shady? The truth is what?
It's learned, never told.
That's right. But this will help some of your friends and families, because a lot of people don't get educated on the propositions. They just, and they go in there blind, and then they just vote yes or no because it sounds good, but they don't really read it. So he's going to cover a lot of these Trump and candidates. You know, these are Trump endorsed America First candidates. Kerry Lake, obviously, Blake Masters, Eli Crane, Wendy Rogers, Mark Fincham, Abe Hamada. And then these are the votes, the propositions that are being voted on. He digs into these. I believe he also links you to those for Arizona. But, you know, you guys have got to get out and figure out what you want to do and how you want to do it. And this is a great start. I want you guys, if you're in Arizona, I want you guys to this Substack, theauthorityq.substack.com, and get out there and help them out. Also, I do believe, see, these are the propositions. I'm not going to go over them, but I need you Arizonians to check it out. And if you have any issues with it, go to Truth Social under this Substack that the Authority Q, the underscore authority, has put, and say, hey, you know, this is this one, this is that one. He'll consider your feedback as well. Share it on Truth Social. Share the actual Substack. Email it to all your friends in Arizona. This needs to go big, Shady. And I do believe also, Shady Group, that we have in this, let's say, for example, Mark Fincham, you click on it, you'll go to his site, okay? So it's very, 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 very well done. Great work, the Authority.
Absolutely. Very nice, Alex. Thank you so much for putting that together for not only the people of Arizona, but thank you for putting it together so maybe other people can get inspired to do something similar for their state, because like out here in Oregon, they're running all these proposition ads and these different things that they want you to vote for, but they're not being descriptive. They're just saying yes on 274, no on that. like it's propaganda. They're not explaining to you what the issue is or what the subject is. One thing that we do know out here in Oregon is that we are not going to have Kate Brown as our next governor, and Lady Drazen is running as the Republican candidate here. We're looking to support her. And right now she's currently tracking with a 2-point lead in the poll, which is amazing. I'm really hoping that Oregon gets their stuff together this year and gets out and suppresses the city of Portland's vote, because that's kind of what narrates the direction of the state here.
So if you're from Arizona, like Bubba Ganoush there, he said, this is awesome. Thank you. The AuthorityQ.substack, get over there, get the Arizona Republican Voting Guide. Obviously, they're just suggestions, but Bubba, put it 17. And if you're from Arizona, put it 17 if you're going to share the Substack, guys. It's very important.
Thank you very much. And we all need to be doing, we need to be doing that too, by the way. If you got, you know, you have your Truth Social accounts, we need you to amplify us. We need you to amplify the show. We need you to amplify the great work of CAG Drogo and the Authority and Gus Coyote and Kaneko the Great. This core group of people is really what the media are going to end up focusing on. And so we need all the people behind us that we can get as we approach that onslaught, because it's coming. It is fastly approaching, and all of the mainstream media will be on us probably within a week and a half, 10 days or so.
And this is why we need Carrie Lake, Shady.
In 2016, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, and Hillary Clinton, everybody on the Democrat side said the election had problems.
Ms. Lake, there definitely has been some of that, but I want to say in 2000, Al Gore conceded. In 2004, John Kerry conceded. In 2016, Hillary Clinton
conceded.
In 2020, that's the difference. And so the question is, are you undermining faith in elections by saying that the 2020 election was stolen when there's absolutely no evidence to support that?
Dana, in 2016, Stacey Abrams never conceded. She still hasn't. I don't hear CNN calling her an election denier. We have the right, it's protected with our First Amendment, to question our government and to question elections.
No question about
that. We still have the First Amendment.
Yep.
We still have the First Amendment. And when you start seeing the media cancel people for questioning their government, then that's when we have a problem.
I totally agree about the First Amendment. You and I are benefiting from the First Amendment as we speak. So I couldn't agree with you more on that.
Yes, Shady Grove. I mean, I think she handled that very well. Now, Katie, I'm afraid Hobbs, she's going to yell at me.
Hobbs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they don't want debates, Shady, because they're afraid that people actually see who they really are. I mean, you know, Katie Hobbs would be mopped. The floor would be mopped if there was a debate.
Yeah, if you'd like an example, go look at what J.D. Vance just did up in Ohio. What was his name? Ryan. I think his name was Ryan. Kudos to him. He stood up there on the stage and took it. But J.D. Vance mopped the floor with that guy really, really fast. And you know, the guy was trying to virtue signal about the girl and the abortion issue. And J.D. put it right back in his face. He's like, that person was an illegal immigrant with the 10-year-old child. He wouldn't have been here if you hadn't been voting with Joe Biden right down the ticket for the last year and a half.
Yeah. And I looked up badass in the dictionary, and there's a picture of Carrie Lake. I love it. And, you know, your little friends, again, I want to make this clear. Your friends that have been lifelong Democrats aren't these Democrats. Your friends aren't communists. Your friends aren't anti-America. Your friends aren't what they are today, but they're not paying attention to the news. So you need to be kind to your Democrat friends and realize that they are being had. And then, you know, just talk about this, Shady Grove. We got Joe Biden and the worst economy ever, Shady. You know, compared to 2 years ago, the financial crisis, better. It's 15% say that it's better now. Worse, 51% say the economy is worse than 2 years ago. If they want to reelect Biden or elect somebody else, 54% and 60% say that they'd rather elect somebody else. How's the President Biden's job performance on the economy? 62% disagree, 67% disagree on inflation. He's doing a crappy job. And this is what he says.
I'm inquiring about the strength of the dollar right now.
I'm not concerned about the strength of the dollar. I'm concerned about the rest of the world. Does that make sense? Yes. Our economy is strong as hell. The internal. Inflation is worldwide. Worse off everywhere else in the United States. So the problem is the lack of economic growth, sound policy in other countries, not so much. That's all. Worldwide inflation.
It's
consequential.
You're giving a speech next
to me. Run. Wow, Shady. You know, that guy just said that he's not concerned about America. He's concerned about the rest of the world. That's obvious.
Yep. He told us the truth right there, didn't he? Oh, the economy's strong as hell. Yeah, it's strong as hell considering like what you're trying to do to it. It's working exactly like you're planning it to work to destroy human beings all around the freaking every country you can possibly imagine at this point.
The 10% guys doing.
And we were talking yesterday. The point that you made, I think, is good to go back on just for a second. That the if your friends and family aren't the Democrat Party, that's what Jeff was trying to get across. Like us, you guys, all of us, pay attention. We're paying like extra over attention to the news every day. So we're in it. We're over here on this parallel track. We're over here where like we know what's going on and we understand what the politics are doing and we understand how they're doing things in politics that is we have never as Americans ever seen before. Mm-hmm. And your friends and family who aren't really paying attention to it every day are just seeing the run of the mill type corruption that always goes on. And they're not able to like literally dig into it, plug into it, understand the optics or the nuance. So ultimately at the end of the day, I think that, you know, the convergence of those parallel tracks are what we're headed toward. And it's not going to be easy for your friends and family. That's the bottom line. It's not going to be easy for them to realize. And we're seeing, you know, we saw last week, the thing with AOC, that gentleman was truly upset that she had made him believe in her. So other people that are of that age group, the millennials and below ish age group, I think are going to have a really big turnaround this election season because they're going to actually see who is for the truth and who's against it.
Yeah, you know, Shady, and again, this goes back to the Joseph McCarthy on the Democrats.
I think we should keep in mind, we refer to Democrats, we refer to the administration, that there are definitely two groups of Democrats as of today. Number one, there are the millions of loyal Americans who have voted the Democrat tickets. Individuals who are just as loyal, who hate communism just as much, and love America just as much as the average Republican. That's one group. On the other hand, there is that small, closely knit group of administration Democrats who are now the complete prisoners and under the complete domination of the bureaucratic, communistic Frankenstein which they themselves have created. Ladies and gentlemen, they shouldn't be called that administration Democrat Party. To call them Democrats is an insult to the millions of loyal American Democrats. They shouldn't be called Democrats. They should be referred to properly as the Commie Crap Party.
Shady Grove.
Bravo. Bravo. Bravo.
And again, you know, Shady, you know, thank you for explaining that. You know, we are hyper-focused on the politics. We followed, you know, Q almost 5 years ago, Shady, coming up at the end of this month. And, you know, we've been following this for so long that we're hyper-focused on what's going on. And we're actually have the ability to change things. But when the rest of the population wakes up, which they are doing as we speak, will join us, will join you. And they're going to come to you and say, you know, what happened? And you're going to be able to tell them. You're going to be able to tell them. And that's what's beautiful. You know, you know, your friends and family and neighbors that are Democrats aren't bad people. So don't, you know, yell at them like an Alex Jones was programmed everybody to do. Yeah, I'm going to eat my neighbors. You know, that kind of guy. That, you know, we need to talk to people. We don't need to call them liberals or libtards or cucks or anything like that because they're your friends and they're your family. JD.
Yeah. I mean, and at the end of the day, that is exactly right. And the amount of people that we're talking about is what Trump is calling the silent majority. He, you know, the people aren't reacting to what's going on because they're not informed, and because they're not informed, they don't understand how imperative it is or how close we are to losing what we know to be America. And as we step one step at a time closer to this election, like I said in the beginning of the show, I think the rhinos are going to come more facing forward. I think they're going to do more things like what we just witnessed, unfortunately, with Catherine and Greg. And please, again, you guys, I mean, we really do need the prayer warriors on the wall for Catherine and Greg and for True the Vote and Chelsea and the whole team over there, because what they're currently experiencing, they're currently taking some pretty serious slings and arrows for us. And I would like to just remind you for a few of the trolls that are out there on social media. They're acting like Q's not real and attacking us and doing all this silly stuff. And the reason why, you're the grift, you're keeping the grift alive with Q and all this nonsense. Q asked us something very, very specifically that we took seriously here on the MG show. Q said that you are the calm before, during, and after the storm. Okay? It's not after the storm. It is during the storm. Q was posting before the storm. You are currently seeing it occur. How long is this going to play out? We are pretty sure that this was an 8-year plan initiated October 28th, 2017. So that puts us within the first year of the next Trump administration, circa 2025. So we have to understand that, and we have to realize that this storm is not about America. It is about removing their control from the global worldwide order, from taking the reins away from George H.W. Bush and CIA/Pesos Trust Crew and handing it back to you in your community. And you have already made motions to take it back, like by getting involved. So those two are also going to meet to paint the picture of where we're headed with this. You're supposed to be the calm before, during, and after. That's why we consider ourselves stewards of this movement.
Right. And you know, Shady, this is one thing I'd like to point out. This is the authority on Twitter, the underscore authority, new Substack. Here's the Substack. You go ahead and open it. And, you know, I want to point something out. It's got 225 likes and 163 retweets. That's great. That is amazing. Thank you guys for doing that, you know, especially with Kankoa, all that. But you know what? What's funny is that if you look at the open rate, only 139 people viewed this. Did you guys open it up yet today on the show?
So they're not reading it.
No. Open it up and view it, please. Will you guys do that for me? One of you?
You guys read it.
Please just open it up and just scroll through it, read it, and then send it, then share it. People, you know, do that. You know, we're just like headlines, you know, the Arizona Republican guy, that's great. I'm going to retweet that. But look at it. Check it out. I mean, these people work very hard. You know, Kankoa the Great, Gus Coyote, you know, Digger Sleuth, you know, the authority. I mean, everybody's working. Thank you. I don't know why.
I got him.
You did. That's why I have you. But, you know, authority says it's all good, LMAO. Getting people involved is tough. It really is. It really is tough. But let's see if we can grow those stats right now. So go to the authorityq.substack.com if you're listening. And look at his Arizona Republican voter guide. I'm going to paste it one more time, guys. Press 17 after you guys have actually highlighted that link, put it in your browser, and read it and opened it. Let me know when you do that, please.
I understand that getting people involved is tough, but the other side of that coin is that the people who do get involved are tough. You know, the people who do get involved end up getting involved, like what we've just witnessed with Trump or Mel. I mean, talk about picking the baton up and running with it full speed, you know, like that. That's the type of inspiration that we're looking for. And we could never have enough of it. So it's always going to be a more thing, right? We're always going to want more. We're always going to want more winning. We're always going to want more information to move out there. But, you're each important individually, even if you have smaller accounts on Truth Social. You know, it's about engagement. It's about coming over and commenting and getting involved in a conversation, maybe more than gaining a following or whatever. Like that's the type of thing that we really need to start generating more of on Truth Social, is that back and forth conversation underneath, like the post there from Alex. Go in there and after you've read it and explain to him, or if you see something you disagree with, generate a conversation, because that's kind of what we're here for. It's funny because, you know, we wanted to be doing this on Twitter, but Truth Social, we're actually able to have a conversation with somebody because we're not attacked by the horde every 3 seconds.
And press 17 if you actually open that Substack on the Arizona Republican Voter Guide, please. And, you know, let's see if we can make that from 139 to total views. That's what we got. That's our marker. Let's see if we can show the power of the MG show. Open it up again. I'm going to go ahead and do it one more time. There you go. Okay, so Arizona Authority. Got it. So we got an mgshow.link/Arizona Authority. as well to make it really, really simple. mgshow.link/Arizona Authority. Shady, before we go, I want to make a special announcement.
All right, let's do it.
Uh-oh. Hang on. Uh-oh. What do we got? No. What do we got, everybody? Everybody's been saying, oh, when are we going to have shirts? When are we going to have all that kind of stuff, right?
Easy. You got to go in. You got to go in toe first. One little toe.
Oh, guys. So go get your merch. mg.show. There's some hoodies. We've got a lightweight hoodie. These are sold out. We've got a premium hoodie. That one's really thick and soft. We've got, the hats, the trucker hats. We've got some shirts. You can get that hat or this hat, that hat or this hat.
Pink logo.
You want pink or you want green? We want pink or you want green? Pink logo for the girl. And I don't see the actual shirts up there.
Oh, I think they scroll through on the shirt there. No, if you hold on to the shirt. Oh, no. Like put your, you just go past it. Put your over, hover.
No. Women's MG show shirt. No, I don't see the actual shirts. We have men's shirts too. Promise.
Well, they're coming. They're going to be on there in a minute.
Yeah. Latest. Okay. Yep. They're going to be on there in a minute. There they are. There they are.
There it is.
I guess I missed it. So there it is. The MG show shirt swag. mg.show/shop. Shady Groove. That brings us to another 2 hours of fun-filled stuff. Shady. Patriot stuff.
Fun-filled information, awareness, information, gathering information, sharing, winning over and over again. Consistently winning. I missed the story today where we were. No stories where we lost today.
Nope. We didn't lose. We always win. And guys, I want to play this for you. I want to play this for you at the end. It's about waking up, guys. Bill Cooper.
We have been taught lies. Reality is not at all what we perceive it to be. We cannot survive any longer by hanging on to the falsehoods of the past. Reality must be discerned at all costs if we are to be a part of the future. Truth must prevail in all instances, no matter who it hurts or helps, if we are to continue to live upon this earth. At this point, what we want may no longer matter. It is what we must do to ensure our survival that counts. The old way is in the certain process of destruction, and a new world order is beating down the door. If we do not act in concert with each other and ensure that the future becomes what we need it to be, then we will surely deserve whatever fate awaits us. Human beings are machines, levers which may be grasped and turned. And there is little real difference between automating a society and automating a shoe factory. Those who will not use their brains are no better off than those who have no brains. You can no longer pretend innocence. Your denial of the conspiracy will fall on deaf ears. You must accept that you have been cattle, and the ultimate consequence of being cattle, which is slavery. History is replete with whispers of secret societies. Accounts of elders or priests who guarded the forbidden knowledge of ancient people. Prominent men meeting in secret who directed the course of civilization are recorded in the writings of all people. The situation in which we find ourselves is due to our own actions or inactions over the last 44 years. Because it is our own fault, we are the only ones who can change future events. Education seems to me to be a major part of the solution. The remaining part is the abolition of secrecy. Through ignorance or misplaced trust, we as a people have abdicated our role as the watchdog of our government. If we had done our jobs as citizens, we would never have reached this point. Most of us are completely ignorant as to even the most basic functions of our government. We have truly become a nation of sheep. And sheep are always eventually led to slaughter. The New World Order will be a totalitarian socialist system. we will be slaves shackled to a cashless system of economic control.
So, Mr. Cooper, are there larger numbers of people all the time who are receptive to your message and who are thinking a little bit more deeply and critically about these fundamental issues of government and politics that perhaps they did not give as much thought to in the past?
Oh, yes. In fact, I never dreamed that I would make such an impact. When I first began what I'm doing now, which was many years ago, I was lucky if I could travel 1,000 miles and collect 3 people in somebody's living room.
Yeah, let's do this. Where we go one, we go all. MG.show. Boom.